This is St. Louis Public Radio. Next month, the Illinois Air National Guard's 126th Air Refueling Wing will mark a milestone. Its 108th Squadron will celebrate 90 years. Assigned to Scott Air Force Base in the Metro East, the 126th is responsible for in-flight refueling, allowing U.S. military aircraft to get anywhere in the world without stopping. St. Louis Public Radio's Maria Altman recently got a chance to go up in one of the wing's KC-135 stratotankers.
The first time I was to go up with the KC-135, high winds kept our flight grounded. Hear that? Those are the jet's massive engine fan blades turning in the wind. So instead of a flight, I got a tour of the plane with Colonel Jeff Jacobson.
I'm a Vice Wing Commander at the 126th Air Refueling Wing.
He's been flying the KC-135 since 1986, but this Boeing jet has been around a lot longer than that.
So in 1963, this thing rolled off the assembly line and came into service.
The wing has 8 of these stratotankers. It's a workhorse that can carry 33,000 gallons of fuel and offload it in midair to an awaiting aircraft. As the 126th's motto says, anytime, anywhere.
We can air refuel almost every aircraft in the Air Force and Navy and the Marines inventory. So we are asked to refuel in a lot of different places, day, night, all around the clock.
And the wing's 850 guardsmen and 100 active duty members are always ready. The 126th flies 2 to 3 training missions every day. Eventually, I do get to go up on one of those training missions to refuel F-16s over Wisconsin. You're hearing pilots Colonel Tom Jackson, the 126th operation commander, and Major Vivica Lane. Lane happens to be one of only 2 women out of the wing's 60 pilots.
I joined the Guard specifically to fly the KC-135, and I love it.
She seems to get a kick out of the mid-air refueling sorties.
If you think about the fact that every time we fly, we have controlled mid-air collisions, it's pretty phenomenal.
Picture 2 airplanes, each going upwards of 300 miles per hour. The KC-135 flying about 40 feet above the plane that will get refueled. Then the KC-135 will extend a boom out of the plane, 16 feet, and connect with the receiving aircraft's fuel tank. That last part is done by the boom operator. On this flight, that's Alberto Ayala.
I've been a boom operator for about 2 years now.
He shows me what's called the boom pod in the back of the plane.
So right now, the boom is all the way stowed. As you can see, the elevation is all the way up. When we go to air refuel, the boom will come down.
A while later, Ayala goes to work. He lays on his stomach, looking out a small window. An F-16 comes into view below, and he soon connects the boom. In just a couple of minutes, thousands of pounds of fuel are offloaded to the F-16. Back on the ground, Ayala makes it sound like it was no big deal.
So today we just refueled a couple of F-16s. They're fighters, so they're pretty stable, and the air refueling went pretty smooth overall. There was a little bit of turbulence, but it wasn't too bad.
And 126th Operations Commander Colonel Tom Jackson confirms it all went as planned.
Today's training mission simulated exactly what we do in combat: take off, join up with some fighters in an airspace over a certain area at a specific time, give them the gas they needed so they go back into the fight, and then we can recover back to a recovery base and then regenerate for our next mission.
As we get ready to leave, I ask if anyone wants to add anything. Major Lane says this.
Yeah, just that folks back home maybe forget that we're out there and what we're doing. It's not always at the forefront. Maybe because the global war on terror has kind of gone on for so long, I think people tend to forget about it if they don't have an immediate family member involved. And just for Americans to remember that we're out there fighting for them.
In fact, the 126 has 2 KC-135s deployed with crew in Turkey and in the Middle East. They're expected to be there through the year. I'm Maria Altman, St. Louis Public Radio.